This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. No matter who's on the Iron Throne, Game of Thrones continues to rule in the ratings. HBO's drama hit a series high for its season 6 finale, drawing 9 million viewers in a pivotal episode that killed off several major characters and shook up the show's political landscape forever. Last year's season 5 finale set a previous record of 8 million viewers, and the show has been increasing year over year since it debuted. For comparison, the season 1 finale averaged just 3 million viewers. Which goes to show you, people just love medieval nudity. In a new survey, U.S. consumers on average still view most of their media content from traditional televisions. But live television viewing continues to decline. It's because usage of smartphones and tablets to watch video and consume other media continues to skyrocket. And here's another factoid. Those who get their TV the traditional way, that is, staring at a television, are by far aged over 50. Lena Dunham has called Kanye West's famous music video, quote, disturbing and sickening. The girl star said she had no beef with West personally. She just strongly objected to the clip and urged the rapper to avoid gender stereotypes and the objectification of women's bodies. The famous video is one of the more disturbing artistic efforts in recent memory, Dunham wrote. Now I have to see the prone, unconscious, waxy bodies of famous women twisted like they've been drugged and chucked aside, unquote. Lena also strongly objected to West using her friend Taylor Swift in the video. The first two seasons of Better Call Saul have featured a number of familiar Breaking Bad faces, and now Bryan Cranston says that if called upon, he'd be all in to bring Walter White back to the small screen. Cranston said, quote, I owe Vince Gilligan so much. He was my champion to get the role of Walter White. If they were to call me and say, we have this idea, we'd like, I would say, yes, you don't have to finish the pitch. I'm there. What do you want me to do? Wow, we'd sure love to see that. Siegfried and Roy, whose magic show was one of the oldest and most popular in Las Vegas for more than two decades, will be getting the biopic treatment. The Siegfried and Roy show was a major moneymaker for the Mirage Casino, where it was based between 1990 and 2003. The show was shut down after a white Bengal tiger grabbed Roy by the neck and dragged him off stage during a performance. Roy survived the attack, but was partially paralyzed by it. The show generated $44 million in annual revenues, attracting nearly 400,000 people. Actor Matthew McConaughey has hinted about the possibility of returning to True Detective. Matthew said, quote, I was a happy man when we made that for 6 months because I was on my own island. McConaughey and co-star Woody Harrelson received outstanding reviews in the first season. The second season, however, starring Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn, was ridiculed and fared poorly in the ratings. Adult Swim, Turner Channel's cartoon block for grown-ups, will be the first TV network to release a 10-minute episode on Vine, Twitter's video app that was previously restricted to 6-second videos. The full episode of Brad Neely's Harg Nalen Sklopio PPO sketch comedy show takes advantage of the Vine's new Watch More feature rolled out last week. The series premieres Sunday, July 10th on the Adult Swim block on Cartoon Network. A new documentary about the aftermath of the 2012 shooting massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut is being released later this year. Filmed over the course of nearly 3 years, Newtown uses never-before-heard testimonies to tell a story of the aftermath of the deadliest mass shooting of schoolchildren in American history. It was announced that the film will play for the U.S. Congress on July 13th and will open in theaters in October. Singer Adam Levine has put his freshly remodeled Beverly Hills home on the market with an asking price of $17 million. The three-time Grammy-winning Maroon 5 lead singer and the voice coach saw his house appreciate in value by $12 million in only 4 years. The house includes a screening room, a library, a separate gym and spa facility, and a two-story car collector's garage with elevated lift and a card room. The backyard features vast flagstone terraces, a swimming pool, and a championship-sized tennis court discreetly nestled in the hillside below the house. Adam's married to Victoria's Secret model Bahati Prinsloo. It's good to be Adam Levine. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's 6-foot stone wall around his $100 million Hawaii property has blocked out the Pacific Ocean to neighbors, some of whom are livid. The Facebook founder bought the 750-acre estate in 2014 and now wants to shore it up, but one neighbor is furious because now she can't see water. Some neighbors claim they've tried reaching out to Zuckerberg to no avail. But have they tried messaging him on Facebook? Johnny Depp is back in Los Angeles and definitely isn't hiding out in light of his ex Amber Heard's abuse allegations against him. The 53-year-old actor made a surprise appearance at the Comedy Store in Hollywood, jumping on stage with comedian Matt Edgar. Rocking a mohawk, Depp dressed casual in black jeans and a t-shirt, carrying an adult beverage. The actor traded some fun banter back and forth with the comedian and then went back to his seat. I only have one question. Who is Matt Edgar? The Trash Bin. Lisa Marie Presley has filed for divorce from husband number 4 after they secretly separated last year. Lisa Marie, 48, is looking for custody of the twin 7-year-old daughter she had with husband Michael Lockwood and wants any visitation to be monitored. The daughter of Elvis Presley isn't asking for child support, of course. The documents source irreconcilable differences. And we hear, of course, that hubby number 4 has left the building.
The news wrap-up.
Google's official timeline for the release of its first smartphone called Ara is scheduled for early 2017. A blockbuster children's game, Skylanders, is getting a show called Skylanders Academy to premiere this fall on Netflix. Electronic Arts said that a new installment of Star Wars Battlefront won't be released until next year. Amazon is adding a new Kindle feature aimed at readers who find themselves frequently skipping back and forth among pages.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Finding Dory remains on top for the third straight week.
The number one album.
Drake's Views holds the number one spot for the 9th week in a row.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition remains unstoppable.
The number one fiction book.
Me Before You by Jojo Moyes is still the most popular book in the land.
Christina Aguilera has been in the music business since she was a young girl, being a member of the Mickey Mouse Club, just like Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. Since then, she has topped the music charts repeatedly and is one of the judges on the top-rated TV series, The Voice. Her newest track, Change, was written after two tragic incidents in Orlando, Florida. Singer Christina Grimmie's death at the hands of a deranged fan and the terrorist nightclub massacre. She wishes that love will dominate over hate in the world, and we wholeheartedly agree. Here's Christina Aguilera with the song of the week, Change.
For all the brave and the souls who went before us, stand tall, be proud and lift your voices. Let them know who we are and our choices. And one day we won't have to sing this chorus. Waiting for a change to set us free. Waiting for the day when you can be you and I can be me. Waiting for hope to come around. Waiting for the day when hate is lost and love is found. Waiting for a change. Waiting for a change.
That was Christina Aguilera hoping for a better world with the song of the week, Change. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.